Dobré odpoledne. Pozvání do Černínského paláce dnes přijala evropská komisařka pro vnější vztahy Benita Ferrero-Waldnerová. Nyní bych poprosila ministra zahraničních věcí Karla Schwarzenberga, aby nás seznámil s výsledky jednání.
Tak už jsme bezprostředně před naším předsednictvím a tudíž pro nás bylo obzvláštní důležitosti si s paní komisářkou pro vnější záležitosti paní Ferrero-Waldnerovou nesetkat. Bylo to pro mě obzvláště příjemné setkání, neboť ji bohudíky dlouhá léta znám a taky se často vidíme v Bruselu nebo jinak. A teď jsme museli opravdu spolu připravit naše předsednictví, co se týče zahraničních záležitostí.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Chernin Palace. Today, the European Commissioner responsible for external relations and European neighborhood policy has been invited to meet Minister Keller Schwarzenberg. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very important meeting that took place just before our presidency will start. It was a very nice meeting and it was very pleasant for me to see Mrs. Commissioner because I know her for very long. But today we discussed mostly the issues related to the preparation of our presidency with regard to foreign policy.
Úspěch předsednické země do značné míry závisí na tom, jak je schopná koordinovat svoji činnost jak s Evropským parlamentem, tak s Evropskou radou, tak samozřejmě s Evropskou komisí. A k tomuto sloužilo toto setkání.
The success of every presidency country depends to a large extent on its capacity to coordinate its activities with the European Parliament, the Council and also the Commission. And this is why we had this meeting.
Bohu díky jsme zjistili, že máme na spoustu záležitostí buď stejný, nebo velice blízký názor, takže ty diskuse proběhly přátelsky, bez konfliktu a dohodli jsme se o našem postoji během příštích 6 měsíců.
It was very great that we found out that on many issues we have the same or very similar opinions. Therefore, it was a very friendly discussion and we agreed on the proceedings for the next 6 months.
Samozřejmě jsme probrali v té souvislosti všechny ty složité situace na světě, ať je to hospodářská krize na celém světě, ať je to situace na Kavkaze, ať je to vývoj na Balkáně, nebo na Středním východě, nebo naše vztahy s budoucí americkou administrativou. To všechno dneska jsme probrali. Vlastně bychom ještě potřebovali mnohem více času, ale dojednali jsme, že se bez toho zase brzy setkáme a budeme dále jednat.
Among other issues that were discussed was the difficult situation all around the world related to the financial crisis, the situation in the Caucasus region, in the Balkans, in the Middle East, and also the future relations with the new American administration. We, in fact, would have needed much more time for this, so we decided that there will be another meeting where we will continue in the discussions.
Jedna zpráva z dnešního dne byla ovšem pro nás oba velice smutné překvapení. A sice málo vám bude známo, ale toho času jedná v Pekingu EU trojka o lidských právech na úřednické úrovni, referentské úrovni, za nás je paní Dlouhá tam. A tento den využili čínské úřady, aby dnes ráno popravili pana Wu Weichana. Je případ, který se dlouho táhl. My často jsme intervenovali, aby jeho život byl zachován. Nějaký čas se Čína tvářila tak a vyjadřovala, že vezme naše argumenty potaz proti testu smrti. Bohužel se to tak nestalo, ale se chtěme dostat to ještě mnohem větší politický rozměr tím, že zvolili přesně ten den vědomě, kdy Evropské trojka o lidských právech jednala v Pekingu.
However, there is one very sad news for today. Maybe you are not aware of it, but there was an important meeting in Beijing about human rights issues. However, China decided to execute one dissident, Bo Weichang, today, despite many efforts and many interventions in his favor, even though China for some time seemed that they will be ready to accept our arguments against capital punishment. This did not happen. But what is even more important is the political dimension that was given to this act by the fact that it was the very day of the meeting on human rights that was selected for the execution.
Bohužel tedy toto smutnou zprávu jsem musel ukončit můj čas a já bych teď velice prosil paní Ferrero-Waldnerovou, aby se ujala slova.
So this sad news is my last point, and now I would like to hand over to my colleague to take the floor.
Thank you very much. First of all, let me say how delighted I am to be here on the invitation of the foreign minister and my good friend since many years, as he said, Karel Schwarzenberg. Indeed, I thank him for this great hospitality. It's wonderful to be back, and it's my first visit as my first bilateral official visit as Commissioner for External Relations and Neighborhood Policy. I don't need. Okay, very good. Well, that's great. Let me say, it was indeed, as Foreign Minister Schwarzenberg has said, a very good meeting, because we have really gone through the whole agenda of foreign policy. He has already mentioned a few items. I will add a few more, where indeed we are coming up even with new incentives. But before I go into that, let me say, you will have a very important presidency indeed. It's the second country of the new member states only, after Slovenia, that is now having the presidency of the European Union. We know that's a huge logistical challenge for every presidency, but at the same time, it's also a great chance. It's a chance that the limelight, the spotlight of the whole world is on you. And I'm sure you, and I'm confident, you will indeed do a good presidency. And I think it's most important that now also the Constitutional Court has very clearly spoken on the Constitutional Treaty. I think this was maybe a somewhat difficult affair. Now, coming back to what I wanted to say, apart from those issues that already have been mentioned by the Foreign Minister, let me say, particularly the so-called Eastern Partnership is something that I think will have a very important focus during the Czech presidency. There were some Czech ideas, there were some Polish, some Swedish ideas, and we have now come up with a policy proposal. I will present it on the 3rd of December, that is indeed next week, Wednesday, in the Commission. You know, the Commission proposes, the Council and the Parliament then have to decide on it. And this is about all the neighbor countries, the six neighbor countries that are there. That means Armenia, Azerbaijan, Georgia, Ukraine, Moldova, and, if the time is right and the conditions are right, even Belarus. And what we want to do is we want to give them a more ambitious package based on our neighborhood policy that already has achieved a lot, but where we want to make a real step change, a real investment in these countries. And we think it is the right momentum. We want to show to these countries, come closer to the European Union. You have a chance to do so if you are also doing a lot of reforms. And therefore, we will offer them sort of association agreements similar to Ukraine as soon as they are ripe and mature for it. Second, free trade possibilities, again, as soon as they are, of course, mature, because it's always for the countries themselves to do a lot. Then sort of mobility pacts, Then the question of energy security will be very, very high on our agenda. And then apart from these bilateral issues, we also want to have a sort of multilateral framework where the countries among themselves can indeed share their experience, can see what is the best practice. And I think this will indeed enhance the possibilities. Of course, one of the important things is also, can it be ambitious enough on funding? This is still a question mark. We are even working within the Commission on that, and then particularly in the Council and the Parliament, we will have to see how much member states will indeed accept. But I think this will be a great possibility to work together. For the rest, I can say transatlantic relations and all what that brings with it, particularly also we have spoken a lot about the Middle East. We have spoken about the other necessities, of course, the financial crisis, the real economic crisis, what can we do to enhance that, and how much impact will that have? But also questions like Afghanistan, Pakistan. Today we have seen what has happened yesterday in Mumbai. Terrible things. So all these things will be very, very high on our agenda. I can only tell you, as a Commissioner for External Relations, we will be ready and very much disposed to work very closely with the Presidency to make it a very successful event. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Dámy a pánové, nyní můžete klást své otázky. Máme několik minut, takže vás poprosím. Rychle.
Tak. Dobrý den, Filip Nera, Česká tisková kancelář. Já měl otázku na paní komisařku. Který z problémů vnějších vztahů Evropské unie bude považovat za klíčový během českého předsednictví?
One question for Mrs. Commissioner. Which of the problems will be seen as the key one during the Czech presidency related to foreign affairs?
During a presidency, there are always many problems that have to be solved or where you have to try to find a balanced solution. A presidency is always or should be an honest broker trying to bring the 27 member states together to have hopefully a unified position. So I cannot say this or that question is more important than another. I think, as the minister has said, Georgia is still high on our minds. But as much is, of course, the question of the Middle East. We want to go forward. We want to see the momentum being kept. We want to see a possibility to work together in order to, in the future, find a goal to find a solution for Afghanistan, Pakistan, and now also terrorism in India, and so on and so forth. So there are many, many issues. Indeed, this is the difficulty of a presidency. And besides, there always come then, maybe imminently, other crises, and the presidency has to deal with it. But again, I think we are the European institutions. We work together, and the more we work together, the better I think the outcome will be.
Thank you. Další otázka, pan Mocek Právo.
Michal Mocek Právo. Question for Commissioner. You have mentioned new initiative or initiatives for this Eastern Partnership. I would like to ask you whether you've discussed also some new initiatives concerning, say, Middle East or the crisis response or other areas. Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, we have had quite some hours to discuss, and we have gone through, I would say, the most important part of the agenda. Therefore, both the Minister and I have mentioned Middle East. Indeed, it was just one of the subjects that we have now dealt with at the luncheon. And I have been in Sharm el-Sheikh together with still the French presidency, Javier Solana, Ban Ki-moon, the Secretary General of the United Nations, and Sergei Lavrov, the Russian federal minister, the Russian minister, very recently. And we have tried to show that with the old administration, we have done a lot to keep a momentum up. But what we would like to see, and I think I also speak for the foreign minister, is that the new American administration immediately takes this issue up. Because I don't think we should wait again for a second term of an American administration. It is high time to do something, because otherwise things could go worse. And I think we want to do everything to find a two-state solution with all the difficulties that are there.
Dámy a pánové, nyní máme prostor už na poslední otázku, pokud nějaká je. No, the last question.
Kateřina Zachovalová, DPA.
Can I ask you, can you say now how you envision the funding for the Eastern Partnership?
Well, I said this is still the, maybe the question that I cannot yet openly discuss, because I will have to discuss it, of course, and I will present with you on Wednesday next week what is the outcome, because we are already in the inter-service consultations within the Commission. And you can imagine how difficult it is to get the funding together. I would like to have a substantial, ambitious package in order for the Eastern countries to really have a chance to get closer to us with capacity building, with transport, with infrastructure. But please be a little patient. This is also something that I will certainly announce on Wednesday next week. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Dámy a pánové, děkujeme, že jste přišli.